Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. We've been talking all week with Anita Morjani. She is the best-selling, New York Times best-selling author of Dying to Be Me, and her new book is What If This Is Heaven? How Our Cultural Myths Prevent Us from Experiencing Heaven on Earth. And today, we talked about this idea that you're not broken. Now, many of you know that was my first big insight into the human condition, was to realize that I wasn't fundamentally broken and I didn't need to be fixed. And that's what Anita and I talk about. So I think you're going to enjoy this one. It's back down to our normal espresso size. Enjoy.
So another one of the myths that I really just resonated with was, I'm not okay, you're not okay. And the way that I heard that is, I don't need to be fixed. And
yes.
That to me seems so fundamental to the whole mythology of self-help and spiritual development is, you know, the difference between, hey, you're fundamentally a mess, but we can fix you, and you're fundamentally God in human form, and we can kind of scrape away some of the crap that's accumulated on top of you. Could you speak to that?
Yes, so basically, I believe that one of the big one of the issues we're facing right now is we're facing a culture that has really gone deep into the whole self-help phenomena, and so we have created a whole generation of people, all of whom believe they're broken and they need to be fixed. And I think this is not just a phenomenon of the self-help generation. It's also, there's a lot of people who have strong religious beliefs, all of whom believe that they are broken just because they're here in physical form. But I honestly don't believe any of us are broken. None, not me, not anybody. And I believe the problem is in believing we are broken and that we need to be fixed. And that is actually the root of the problem for many people. So I kind of look at it from that way around. And in actuality, we're all beautiful. We're all perfect. We're all on a journey. And sometimes the journey can be difficult and sometimes the journey is easy. But what makes our life harder is that whenever the journey gets tough, we think we're broken. And that's a big problem, that, you know, because there's so many things that we come across on our path, which maybe these things are to take us to the next level. Maybe there's a purpose we're supposed to go through, a little bit of a challenge here and a bit of suffering there. It all adds up to the experience. And of course, you're going to feel pain when you go through a devastating journey of some kind. Of course, you're going to feel a bit of fear and things like that. But what adds to it is the judgment of yourself that, oh my God, why am I going through this? I've had all this help. I've done all this work on myself, and yet I'm still doing it. There is something wrong with me. I still haven't fixed it. I still haven't got it. What is it? Or we feel a bit of fear about something, and instead of embracing the fear so that it can pass, or accepting this is where I am now and allow it to pass, we start to fear the fear. We kind of go, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to fear this fear. Fear is bad for me because I'm attracting this situation to me because of the fear. And we've got
to kind of... can't afford the luxury of a negative thought.
Yes, exactly. We start to think things like that. And we start judging ourselves and we start fearing our thoughts. And it gets us into an even bigger mess. So I like to work on the premise, no, where you are right this minute, let's start with, this is perfect. This is where you're meant to be right now. You're meant to be experiencing exactly what you're experiencing. And I know it might be hard, but let's start with loving yourself and not criticizing, judging, hating, watching your thoughts, all that kind of stuff. Because each of those things is a judgment against who you are. Even this whole thing about, I have to watch my thoughts. The message you're sending yourself is, my thoughts are not good enough. My mind is not good enough to come up with the right thing. So I have to watch it. And what happens is you don't allow your authenticity to come through. And what I'm trying to do is to, what I would like is for you to know that who you are at your core, your authentic self, is perfect. It is perfect. So let's just uncover a few things that are preventing that from shining through.
And in the work that you've been doing over the last 10 years, have you sort of gotten to the point where you see some pretty consistent patterns of what people use to cover that up?
Sorry, I said that before you finished your sentence.
Well, you knew where I was going. You know.
Yes.
It was the obvious question, let's be honest.
Yes, one of the patterns I see a lot is where people are constantly asking themselves, why am I not getting it? Why am I not getting it? And I just feel like hugging them and telling them, darling, just love yourself where you are now. That's the only thing you're not getting. That is the only thing. Just stop. Stop criticizing yourself. Stop beating yourself up. Stop trying to even figure it out. Just stand right here. Give yourself a big hug. Let me give you a big hug. That's all. That's all there is to it.
I remember reading a book on, I think it was called Learn to Love Yourself by Gay Hendricks years ago, like in the 80s. And I remember there was this one exercise, which was the only one that got through to me, where it was, you know, can you love yourself as you are now? And my answer was always no. And then the next question was, can you love yourself for not being able to love yourself as you are now? No.
If
I got like four deep, I realized that when the question was, could you love yourself for not being able to love yourself, for not being able to love yourself, for not being able to love yourself for where you are now? I was like, yeah, I can do that.
I'm going to try that. I love that. And I hadn't heard of this book. That's great. Something for me to look up.
Oh.
I love that.
For me, the idea that just really resonates in that one is this is exactly where you're meant to be. Right here, right now, experiencing exactly what you're experiencing. Tomorrow, we talk about ego. One of the myths in her book is that spiritual people don't have egos. So tomorrow we talk about that difference between ego and egotistical and why we have egos. So I think you'll enjoy that. Again, you can find out more at anitamorjani.com, and you can order the book, What If This Is Heaven? How Our Cultural Myths Prevent Us from Experiencing Heaven on Earth, at all good booksellers near you. Until tomorrow, have fun, learn heaps. We'll talk to you then.